There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out NorthAlabama.org.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now I have Sarah Hamilton with Angels in Disguise. And I wanted to talk to Sarah about Angels in Disguise, the background, the history of the organization. And I want you as a listener to find out more about this effort and see where you fit in. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Sarah Hamilton.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's a real pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show today. And I know you're a very busy person with Angels in Disguise here lately. Tell listeners about the background of Angels in Disguise.
Sure. So Angels in Disguise was started by our founders, Mike and Penny Mahalik, about a dozen years ago. They had already a good number of children themselves. They had adopted several more, and then they had their daughter, Elena, who was born with the gift of Down syndrome. So a lot of people, that might seem intimidating, but Mike had grown up with an uncle with Down syndrome. So right away, they saw Elena as just a real joy and a big gift in their lives. But they noticed that some of their friends and family had a difficult response to it, a lot of I'm so sorry's that came. And they wanted to show everybody they're not sorry. They've got this beautiful daughter. And so for her first birthday, they started off with a big concert just to celebrate as a birthday party. And really, that began a whole organization with the mission of celebrating the gift of Down syndrome. And so what we do is we do celebratory events, and concerts have always been a part, an annual part of what we do. But from there it grew, trying to change the mindset of people to kind of see, take away that fear and show people the ability of people with Down syndrome. And so we started off just kind of doing these celebration events that grew into adoption grants. So there's no greater way for people to see the worth of a child with Down syndrome than people who would choose to adopt a child with Down syndrome. So we have actually funded almost 130 adoptions with adoption grants to bring children home to their forever family. And then the story kind of grew from there that Mike and Penny went on to adopt a sibling group. There was two boys from Poland, Mike and Max and Francis, and Max had Down syndrome and Francis did not. But people wanted to adopt Francis, who was the typical developing child, but did not want to adopt Max. And so Mike and Penny did not want them to be split up, so they adopted Max and Francis. And what they found out was that Max did have a heart condition, and he didn't have a surgery early enough to correct that. And so he ended up passing away just a couple of years ago. And so in honor of Max, we started the Help Heal Broken Hearts program. And so we also give money to organizations earmarked for children with Down syndrome to have corrective heart surgeries as well. And we do some other things as well. But those are our big initiatives, the adoption grants and the corrective heart surgeries.
Sarah, one thing that stood out to me is talking about the gift of Down syndrome. And obviously that's a theme for Angels in Disguise. I mentioned that when I was at the Down Syndrome Alabama Walk, as I was interviewing one of the directors of that particular walk, and I said, tell me about your gift. When we think about that in that perspective, in that way, it makes us have an appreciation for the human being that we have in our lives, the joy that that individual brings us, and the joy that they bring others.
Absolutely, right, yes. I mean, we all have, you know, everybody has their gifts, everybody has their things that they struggle with. We're all the same in that way. But there's so much joy that these children and adults, even with Down syndrome, bring into the lives of their families. And, you know, everybody who meets them can acknowledge that. They just have something that we can all learn from.
Now, Sarah, how did you get involved with Angels in Disguise? What's your background?
So my background is not necessarily connected to people with Down syndrome. Actually, unfortunately, I did not grow up with any friends with Down syndrome, any family members with Down syndrome. I actually didn't have that experience. And surprisingly, eventually I came to this organization. And what is really neat about it is that because I didn't come from that parent of a child with Down syndrome background, I'm kind of allowed to tell everybody, you know, everybody can be an advocate for people with Down syndrome. I've met so many amazing people since starting with this organization. I just came about it from a friend who knew Mike and Penny, and they were ready to take the organization to the next step because it was just growing. And I wanted to be a part of it. I'd always thought that I wanted to work overseas in an orphanage. That didn't work. I have 5 children of my own now. It's been an amazing way to help orphans and to help people who need to be seen by the world in a different way. One of the things we always say is we're not looking for the cure for Down syndrome. The cure is to change public perception. And so I'm really just proud and excited to be a part of that.
Sarah, I was asked the same question at the Alabama Down Syndrome Walk. I was talking to Hey Girl Designs as I spoke with Dina and Ashley Warren. Dina asked me what my connection was to the Down syndrome community. And I, like you, have no close relatives. I had no friends growing up that had Down syndrome. But I do have some friends that I know that have children with Down syndrome. And through my show, the subject of Down syndrome continues to come up. It continues to be a theme through the Mark White Show, and I keep interviewing people, and it leads to the next person and the next person, and I'm just thrilled to be able to be a vehicle for the Down syndrome community. And even the young lady, Erin Fain Sullivan, who designed my logo, has a son, Corbin, who has Down syndrome, and I'm glad to be able to carry this torch like you.
That's amazing, right? You know, we find out how well connected we are, you know, the whole world, you know. We say it's like someone won the lottery when they have a child with Down syndrome, because it's, you know, one out of basically 750 pregnancies are somebody with Down syndrome. So our goal is to help come alongside those families and create opportunities for those individuals just to shine up on stage or wherever.
I know that you have a unique perspective because as you represent Angels in Disguise, I'm sure you get to hear from families, from individuals who benefit from this very special organization. What are some of the thoughts from families who have benefited from Angels in Disguise?
There's a lot of amazing stories because, you know, we're really fortunate in the United States that We don't have a mindset that puts these children away in adult institutions, but in other countries, you know, the worth of children with Down syndrome is really not seen. It's so stigmatized that a lot of times these kids will end up in adoption, up for adoption. They may not get adopted. They'll age out. They'll go to adult mental institutions where, unfortunately, almost all of them will die very young because they're just not given the medical care or support or care that they need. And so very often with families who are adopting children with Down syndrome, what is amazing is to see the complete turnaround of these children once they're home with their forever families and just given the care and support and love that they need. We'll hear about children who are, you know, 1-2 years old who can't sit up on their own yet, can't eat on their own, you know, are still on bottles, have a variety of medical issues of not being able to talk or walk. And then within just 6-8 months of being home, just a complete turnaround and really just such a joy in their family. And that is just so heartwarming to me. And then on the other hand, we've had situations where, you know, they weren't able to raise the funds as quickly, or they weren't able to get the paper process. It's such a long, difficult journey to adopt. And we've seen where those children have passed away before their families have been able to get to them, which is just heartrending. What we are doing is literally it's saving lives. And even in the United States, there are families who would rather terminate the pregnancy than bring the child to life. And so we just want to take away all those factors and say, you know, there's dignity, there's worth in this child. And there are people who are on a waiting list to adopt a child with Down syndrome. And so we just want to bring that message of hope and life for those kids.
Right now, we're talking to Sarah Hamilton with Angels in Disguise and celebrating the gift of Down syndrome. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Sarah on the other side. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like. Yeah.
to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
And we're back. You are listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And today we are celebrating the gift of Down syndrome with Angels in Disguise. Right now I have on the line with me Sarah Hamilton. And in the first segment, we talked about Angels in Disguise and her background. We talked about the history of Angels in Disguise, a very special organization that I hope you will decide to support as a listener. As I think about Angels in Disguise and this effort, I think about the leaps we have made as a country, as a people, when it comes to the Down syndrome community. And Sarah, I think you would agree that there have been some major changes over the years.
We've come so far, and there's still a good way to go. But yes, there's definitely opportunity here, especially in our area where we are in Louisville, Kentucky. There's some really amazing organizations working with individuals with Down syndrome. They have great opportunities. I know another, you know, our founders, they're pretty amazing because in addition to having 16 children, starting Angels in Disguise, they also founded a school that is a private school that takes children with special needs as well as those that are typically developing. It's for preschool all the way through 12th grade. And so it's really a joy to be a part of that as well, because you just see how that complete interaction, those kids aren't taken out. They're not put in a separate special needs classroom. It's completely integrated. And they just learn so much from each other. Mike and Penny always say, you know, most of us are put on this planet to learn. Some of us are put on the planet to teach. And it's the children with Down syndrome. They just teach so much to the other kids in the classroom about patience and just appreciating every little victory, just being super excited about every victory, to have that empathy and to walk into a room and not judge everybody. You know, right now our world is so divided, like in our country, people with Down syndrome walk into a room, they're not thinking, oh, these people must be on this part of the political spectrum, or they must be on this side of COVID issues. You know, they're just walking in and everyone is a friend. And there's just so much that we can learn about that would just pull our world back together with that love, that unconditional love. And I think that's just so important for us to see. We need more people like that in our world.
I totally agree, Sarah. And I know that you're based in Kentucky. What families can benefit from Angels in Disguise? Is it limited to people in Kentucky?
It's not. We, you know, most of our families are not from Kentucky. They're from all over. We have helped families from over a dozen different countries or different states. We have brought children from over a dozen different countries. So they're coming from all over and finding their homes here in the United States from all over. So it's no one is limited. We can help everyone. We can't help everyone. And we need more funding to be able to help everyone, but we do our best. And we actually partner with Little Caesars to do Halo campaigns to raise money for kids with Down syndrome to be adopted. So if there's a Little Caesars in your area, you know, usually in the fall, they might be having a Halo campaign. If they're not, let them know they ought to be so yes, we can raise awareness and funds.
Well, I wanted to make sure that you were able to verbalize that as people listen wherever they're at, to think about the opportunities with Angels in Disguise. I know I've been excited to share about this organization here in the state of Alabama with people who are in the Down syndrome community. The families are always intrigued when they hear about Angels in Disguise so far. And I want you to also be able to share how you want people to connect with Angels in Disguise.
Sure. So absolutely. They can go to our website, angelsindisguise.net, to find out a little bit more about what we're doing. They can also follow us on our social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest. We're just about everywhere. And that is at Support the Smile is our tag or whatever. So they can definitely go on there and follow us.
Perfect. Angels in Disguise is a nonprofit Down syndrome organization created in 2008, and it began as a classical concert held in honor and gratitude of a very special little girl, Alina Rose, on her first birthday. They are pure and precious gifts, and they are true angels who can touch our souls and warm our hearts one smile at a time, making the typical world around us a much better place. Sarah Hamilton, it's been great to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about this special effort through Angels in Disguise, and wish you all much success.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your heart for these children as well. Thank you.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the segment, March 21st, Monday, is Down Syndrome Awareness Day. And I do hope that you'll find an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of those in the Down Syndrome community. One of the ways that you can do that at your school, if you homeschool, is wear super socks. When you wear a pair of super socks, you can donate to Angels in Disguise, and then that donation will go to support Brett's Barn for corrective heart surgeries for children with Down Syndrome. Now, if you get students to participate in the Super Sock effort on Monday, and I would suggest sending out those group messages pretty quick, you can receive a free copy of the book that Cora will read in Cora's Corner called You Are Enough for your school library. Tomorrow kicks off the Angel in Disguises 3-2-1 Challenge as they work to save orphan children with Down Syndrome in Ukraine. You can find out more about this important effort and contribute by going to angelsindisguise.net. If you would like to mail donations, you can mail them to Angels in Disguise, 2400 Envoy Circle, Louisville, Kentucky, 40299. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner, where she reads this special book that was sent to us from Angels in Disguise called You Are Enough, a book about inclusion. I hope you'll stick with us for this brand new episode of Cora's Corner. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Cora's Corner, coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora is reading a book called You Are Enough, a book about inclusion. The book is written by Margaret O'Hare and illustrated by Sophia Cardoso.
You Are Enough, a book about inclusion, inspired by Sophia Sanchez. For everyone who's ever given me a chance, Sophia Sanchez. My name is Sophia Sanchez, and I have Down syndrome. That means I look and learn differently than most people. I was born in a small town in Ukraine, where I spent the first 16 months of my life in an orphanage. But in June 2010, my forever mom and dad took me home to the United States, where I live with them and my three older brothers. One of my brothers has Down syndrome too. I am just like any other kid. I like to read and draw in my journal. I love people and making new friends. I dance and cheer, and my favorite subjects are Spanish, music, and theater. My mom and dad are always taking pictures and videos of me. I love the camera. That's how I began my acting and modeling career. I am only a kid, but I know I am someone who is happy, loving, and kind. I have Down syndrome, and it makes some things harder for me, but it's just one part of who I am. I believe in myself, and I want to inspire others to love themselves too, because we are all beautiful just as we are. No two people are exactly the same. We are all unique, and that's great. Being different is what makes you special. You are just right exactly as you are. Being different can be lonely. You may feel like you don't belong, but we're all in this together. Everyone needs a friend. Friends help one another. Friends learn from one another. Friends know that no two people are alike. A friend will celebrate you just as you are. But some people don't understand. They think being different is scary. Try to be good and brave and strong. Let people see the real you. Sometimes things might seem bigger than you, but you are stronger than your fears. That's why you have courage. Courage is when something is scary, but you do it anyway. Don't let anyone try to stop you from taking a chance or trying something new. Surround yourself with people who love you. They are your cheerleaders. Listen to them when they say, "Yes, you can." When you fall down, get back up. Stay fierce. You know you've got this. Don't stay on the sidelines. It's your story, so be the star. To get your copy of You Are Enough, a book about inclusion, you can go to scholastic.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Again, you can support the Angels in Disguise effort by going to angelsindisguise.net. That includes the Angel in Disguise's 321 Challenge, as well as March 21st Down Syndrome Awareness Day, where you can wear super socks and donate to Angels in Disguise to support Brett's Barn for corrective heart surgeries for children with Down syndrome in honor of Max Mikulak. You can mail donations to Angels in Disguise, 2400 Envoy Circle, Louisville, Kentucky, 40299. Again, go to angelsindisguise.net for more information. You can tune in to Cora's Corner from Cora White every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show and that you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. Stay with the stories. Find out more. And also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.